Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now it's time, actually it's like 40 minutes too late, but now it's time. I keep going till I get the big enough, I'm gonna keep going till Richard actually laughs. Now, oh God, he will not, he's furious. He's absolutely furious, Penelope. I know, he's shaking his head. He's actually shaking his, and his glasses are getting lower down his nose with every joke. I love him though, I love him. And I, Jan, if you've had enough, I'll take him home. I really will, he's absolutely delightful. And I feel there's room for two in that bomber jacket. Do you know what I mean? Love to get inside it. That sound... No, I know. You're right. That was wrong, and it should be edited out. If we could afford an editor. Duncan, are you still into this, or have you gone off me?
No, I'm into it.
All right. Creep. Right. Now, please welcome our wonderful special guest tonight. It's the amazing Amy Gledhill. Here she comes. Isn't she Amy? Isn't she Amy Gledhill?
Oh, there you go. Thank
just
you.
Do you want to sit or should we do this dancing?
Oh, it's up to you.
Lovely. Sit down, Amy. But
oh,
it's lovely.
I see what you mean about Richard. Hello,
yes,
Richard.
You don't know what I mean? He's got an attitude. I don't know whether it's an attitude, a wisdom, a disgust, or an actual just joie de vivre. I can't. It's one of the four.
Sort of magical, really, isn't
there
it?
There is something magical about him.
It's sucking me in.
Ironically, he refutes any magic and will tell you to your face, when you die, that's it.
Oh, Richard.
I know. Ironically, he looks like Dumbledore in a bomber jacket. Dumbledore back in the day.
Or lovely. Harry Potter in the future.
Harry Potter in the future. No, not for him. I love Richard so much.
Me too.
And Jan... They're a lovely couple. They really are. But let's leave them be now because I feel like he is going to leave.
Yeah.
So Amy, who the fuck are you?
Oh,
sorry. Was that too aggressive?
No, that's great.
I've got that written down here. Did you ever see? Did I audition you for Hooters for Scooters?
No.
It was Hooters on Scooters.
Hooters on Scooters.
It became Hooters for Scooters eventually because we just had all these scooters left.
Yeah.
We had to get rid of them and we said, give us your Hooters, you can have a scooter. But who are you, Amy? And how's your career going at the minute? All right?
Oh, wow. It feels like a loaded question.
It does. I think it's going very well.
Do
by
you?
The way. I really do. I think you're going from strength to strength.
Oh.
I really do. And I'm ever so slightly envious.
Oh.
Did you Ickwick FM recently? Did anyone hear Ickwick FM?
Oh, you should.
Oh, you might, Jan, you'll love it. It's on BBC Sounds. You can do that because you're very online these days. Penelope, you'll have to download an app. It's like a thing you get... other Penelope can do it for you. It's like a thing on your... You've got a phone? Bless you, Dan. She hasn't eaten for days. But Ickwick FM is Amy's production with that other guy.
Oh, don't worry
Chris
about
Cantrell.
Him.
Yeah, well, I'm angling to take over. But it was very good and it's gone down very well, hasn't it?
It has gone down very well. And not Anna's in it, but the host body that you've inhabited tonight,
yes,
of Colin Holt.
Colin Holt appears
He's in it. And he's very good, actually.
He is exceptional. Very good, very clear, and very, very good at improvising.
Oh,
as
God,
you can see from tonight.
Has Anna listened to Colin in it?
Anna what?
Has Anna listened to Colin
well,
in
heaven? Yes, there is a heaven, Richard. In heaven, we do get BBC Sounds.
Okay.
We don't get Twitter, which is great because, to be honest, I've had enough of Twitter, you know, when I was alive. And I just couldn't stop checking it. Do you know what I mean? Have you been in that place where you're up all night? No, you won't go on it. But I. in heaven, you don't get... It's actually pronounced heffen as well.
Is it?
That was the first surprise. First thing you go out, honestly, Richard's like, going, there's not a heaven, blah, blah, blah. No, there is. First surprise, you knock on the door and they go, hello? And you go, oh, fuck, I'm in heaven. I thought I'd invent. And they said, well, come on in, but it is pronounced heffen. And they say, and you go, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. And they go, it's all right, you know, but if you keep doing it, we are going to ask you to leave. And then they actually say that, is this going anywhere? When I got into heffen, I said, I really thought I was going to hell because I've killed a lot of postmen, as you know. And where did that bit go? Nowhere. And they said, no, you've got in, you know. And they said, well, do you believe in God? And I used to be like Richard. I said, no, no way. It's just depression, a way of repressing society and making people do what you want them to do, et cetera, et cetera. And they said, you should probably leave. But they're lovely. And I banged again and they said, do you believe in God now? And I went, yeah. And then I got in.
Then you're in.
So it's great, is what I'm here to tell you. Heaven's great, but a bit sort of ordinary and
heffen.
Dull. And a lot of it is just BBC sounds.
Do you think you've gone to the knockoff version of heaven?
I think I've got... You know, back in the 1990s, Co-op had a place underneath it. You know the shop Co-op. I don't know why that's so funny. It's a real thing. You shop there all the bloody time. Underneath... And there's nothing wrong with that. They've got wonderful eggs. Underneath Co-op was a place called... A bargain basement called Scope. But not the same Scope as in the charity. This was pre the charity. The charity was called something else then. We won't say that.
Don't say that.
But the bargain basement, it was called Scope, which I think meant shit cope.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Shit co-op. And that's where I got my clothes for a good year, you know, because I was... And they only sold children's clothes, so I looked like an absolute menace. I had to sort of patch them together like Colin Baker in Doctor Who. That's a deep cut for you all, isn't it? He's not here tonight again, is he? Oh, no. But anyway, what was the question? Oh, yes, yeah, so it's sort of a knock... I don't think I'm in the best heaven. Do you think there's more than one heaven?
Well, it just sounds like, you know, when you get knockoff Calvin Klein and it's spelt wrong.
Yes.
It sounds like you've gone to heffen.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean? It's a bit...
Oh, no,
a
this
bit
is
cheaper.
Oh, yes, like a Tommy Hill finger.
Finger. Tommy that, Hill that, finger.
No, that's real, isn't it? Bobby Hill finger.
Hill figure,
that
isn't it?
Kind of thing.
Hill
What's
finger.
The real one? I don't know.
Whole finger.
Hill finger.
Hill
I
figure.
Love this guy. He's really informative.
Yeah.
He really is. He's desperate to please. Tommy Hilfiger, yes, and
where
heaven.
Where you get your ski boots from?
Ski boots.
Tommy Hilfiger ski boots.
It constantly snows in heaven.
Wow.
And it's just BBC Sounds, snow, and people are really just push each other all the time. It's a really awful place. Hell, on the other hand, is like fucking great.
Try is it?
Me. Yeah, but you can't get in. It's like a really good nightclub. Or, you know, Legally Blonde or something. It's really good.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Should we go to hell?
Yes.
I'd love
Let's
to go
do
to
it.
Hell.
Hands up for hell. One in the corner. You surprised
okay.
me. I didn't have you down as a devil lover. A Satanist. Maybe. Needs must
needs
as the
must.
Devil drives. Very good. Right. Okay. Come on. We must do something funny in a minute. So what are we here for? First, so I've asked you what you're doing and that's great.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself, Amy, if you were an animal?
Sedentary.
Animals can't speak. What animal are you? Oh, fuck, because the animal can't tell us what it is. Try and say it again. Are you describing yourself or your career at the moment? Yourself. You're sort of out of breath. A bit tired. A lazy bear? Oh.
Oh.
A tired... What is this creature? Some sort of... Jan, come on. You used to do all that zookeeping back in the day. A sloth!
Yes!
Is it a sloth? Is it sloth or sloth? Oh, God, suddenly some Mr. Brainiac's lost his...
Is it a sloth?
A sloth.
Sloth.
Jan, you said sloth, didn't you? I think you said sloth. Jan, are you a bit more... Have you gone a bit northern? You didn't used to be, did you? You sort of went, I think I did, yeah. Finsbury Park. No, it's not very... I mean, it's north than London, but it's not North England, is it? No. You did go northern then, and I liked it, Jan. Maybe you should try it out. Might solve some of them Bradley problems. Okay, right. I think this is going really well, Amy.
Me too. So
what we're talking about... Oh, yeah, so you were a sloth.
Yeah.
And why is that? Could you hang about a bit?
Slow.
Eat bugs.
Eat loads of bugs. Oh. Big, scary hands, actually.
Big claws.
God, you wouldn't go near them, would you?
Oh, no.
But I'm sort of laid down and you think, oh, I'll just give that a pet, a stroke, and then I get my big hands out and you're
where
like,
do you lie down? In the street?
Yeah, bus stops.
Just lie down at bus stops?
Oh, you've got to.
People come up for a stroke.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't know. Is it fair enough? You can't just, for God's sake, Duncan, you can't just stroke people lying down in the street. What sort of animal are you? You're lying down the street. Someone comes up to a stroke.
Yeah.
The claws come out.
You get him a big hand out.
A big fucking hand. Jesus, that's a big hand.
He's a huge, big hand. It's love.
Wonderful. So, next question. Amy, you've been about a bit.
Woo!
Have you ever met Judge Rinder? I'm not sure who Judge Rinder is. Have you ever met him?
I've never met Judge Rinder.
Oh, fuck. Would you like to?
I'd love to.
Would you like to be judged by him?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
No way.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you?
Jan, Amy's northern.
I'm sorry, I am northern. I'm so sorry. So sorry, everybody, for these vowel sounds.
No, they're lovely. They're very deep and rich, aren't they? You could sleep on one of those vowel sounds.
It's like a bus stop.
Very comfortable. It's like...
Toronto.
Have you ever...
That's quite good to say in a whole accent.
How do you say ski boots?
Ski boots. Ski boots.
Lovely. Right. And
can I say who I have met? Who
yeah,
really
of course. Why not? Fucking hell,
we've
got hours to fill.
Debbie McGee.
Lovely.
I did the robot with her.
Did you? Was it on the dance floor, on stage? You pulled her out of the crowd?
It was on a little film set. It's not
on
as,
a film set? Oh,
yeah, it's not
oh,
as
you,
fun
it was
as...
proper. It's not like meeting her in the bus stop
no,
or whatever.
I'm sorry, I've let you down.
I once met... Oh, God,
see,
he's off.
He's leaving because I didn't meet her on a cruise.
Oh, that's all right. No, you can. You can and you must. You,
just like...
If
just
you
like
pissed
Debbie.
In here, it, I mean, I don't think it could make things much worse. What's that, Penelope? Very poor editing. If someone pissed in the crowd. I don't know... I'm not sure you know what editing is. Bless you.
More editing,
Oh,
Anna.
More editing. More oh, editing. Yes, yes. Not poor editing. No, for God's sake.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.